It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And we've got one of our favorite friends from the community. Camille is in here from Harvest Regional Food Bank, and she's brought along a friend today, Sally, with the U.S. Postal Service. She's a coordinating over there. She's a coordinator. You said you've been since 2016?
Yes.
All right. She's been with the Postal Service since 2016, and we're so glad that you guys came in this morning to talk about a big event that's coming up on the 14th, which is a week from this Saturday.
Right. Yes.
And it has to do with collecting food, obviously, because harvest is here. But the Postal Service has, and I guess COVID interfered a little bit, but has for many years done a food drive to help out, especially as summer comes on. But tell us about the food drive and what it's called and everything.
Well, it's the annual Stamp Out Hunger event. And you're right, it had occurred for several years. Mm-hmm. And we had to take a little break because of COVID in 20 and 21. But now it's back. And we're thrilled to be partnering with the Letter Carriers Association and getting it back going again.
Absolutely. And let's bring Sally in. Those carriers,
they're our heroes.
Yeah, they're out there every day doing that job. But on Saturday the 14th, they're going to not only be delivering your mail and your packages, they're going to be picking up the food that you leave out there. And so it's going to be a big day for them. And so help them out as much as you can. What are you looking for as far as food products are concerned?
Well, we are looking for non-perishable foods. And most of all, we ask that you set the food out on the curb by the mailbox. Uh-huh. And we ask them that the food is not old.
Yeah, not expired.
Not expired at all, correct. And we just want to be able to feed the families, mm-hmm. the children, which are the most important things.
Yes,
and this
are.
Is a big event. This is actually our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
You know, even with the past 2 years, it's been rough.
Yeah.
So, and with the cost of food,
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
It's about double, really. Everything you buy, it seems like it's about double.
Yeah.
So that's going to make it even harder. For people that are struggling to begin with just to get food on the table, especially those that have family and children, it's twice as hard right now because their wages really haven't gone up, but the prices have gone up. Right?
Correct. So we just asked them, if you want to give now, you can give. If you want to bring it to the post office, we ask them that you can. When I get I will have a hamper out there for them to put the food in.
Good. All right.
So, I mean, this is a big deal. It's a very important, very, very important. I can't express how important this is. You know, we need it.
We do.
Yeah, think, especially just think about the kids this summer because they're out for 2.5 months is basically what it is these days. 2.5 months. And that's a long stretch because, you know, as we've talked about before, Camille, there's families out there and children out there that are really in a struggling situation. A lot of us, you know, take it for granted that there's going to be food in the refrigerator or food in the cabinet. And it's not that way for a lot of families. And when you go for that long of a stretch, you know, a lot of times they depend on the meal they're getting at school.
Absolutely. And that's why this food drive is so critical going into the summer months. And families are already struggling enough, especially with the high prices of food. And it's going to make it even harder this summer to provide more meals when kids are home that they don't have at school. They don't have access to those school meals. So it has put a strain on us as far as how much we're able to purchase with our dollars that we get community donations for. You know, it costs more to get those groceries, those staple items that we typically get in, and transportation, trucking to get it to the food bank. All of that has gone up. So, you know, this is needed more than ever.
Absolutely it is. We call it the best in most country. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texture County. We'll let them be the continued sponsor with our talk with our friends from the community. Camille from Texture County Harvest Regional Food Bank and Sally from the United States Postal Service. She's coordinator over there. And we were talking about the food drive, which is coming up on the 14th, and you were saying, obviously, that, try to get it out there early because, you know, you never know exactly what time the mail
on the 14th,
letter carrier is going to come by.
The schedule a bit,
So get it out there early on the 14th. Just, you know, put a bag out there next to your mailbox, non-perishable, not expired food.
Yes.
and they'll pick it up. Or anytime you want to...
Just swing it by.
Take it by the postal office on Robinson Road.
Correct.
Robinson Road. Or Harvest Regional Food Bank, obviously.
Sure. Absolutely. We can do that to the source.
Or if you... I mean, I understand, and even if you... Hopefully you won't forget, since we're talking about it, and you'll put a memo in your brain. But if you do forget, you can still bring it by after that.
Right.
But let's get it done, right?
That's right. That's the most important part.
Yeah. Yes, getting it done.
Fill the pantries.
Figure out a way. Make sure you're going to get it done.
Yes.
All right. And how many, let's talk a little bit about what your organization does. It's 10 counties.
Yep.
And so you cover a large area as far as the need is concerned.
Southwest Arkansas, Northeast Texas. Mm-hmm.
And you do something special for summer as far as the kids are concerned.
We do. We are, of course, sponsoring summer feeding sites again this year, both on the Arkansas side and Texas side. So that's kind of new with the Texas side, but we've been able to get accepted to be a sponsor. We've always provided food to some summer feeding sites, but now we're going to be able to be more involved and sponsor more sites. So... all of that is in the works, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, that's busy.
Continuing to expand.
On the 14th, it's all counties. It's nationwide, is that correct?
Yes, it is
nationwide.
Okay,
so Stamp Out Hunger should be 24/7, but big initiative. It's on the 14th, and regardless where they're listening, it's accepted, correct?
Correct, it is. Okay. And first and most off, I would like to tell the carriers, the mail carriers, Thank you for taking out the time, you know, delivering mail, delivering parcels, and picking up on that day is so worthy.
Yes.
They are so worthy, and I just want to let them know how much it's well appreciated, not just from me, but from Camille as well,
Absolutely.
Because this is very, very important.
It is.
Much needed, and we can't say thank you enough to Sally and her colleagues over there. They're already, you know, doing a hard job getting all the mail out, and so this just takes, you know, extra time. So we appreciate them going the extra mile.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hard workers to begin with.
Yes.
And then helping out that way is going to be great. So be sure on the 14th, write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, whatever it is you need to do to remind yourself.
Right.
To put out the bag next to the mailbox, unexpired. And what is it?
Non-perishable.
That's the word I'm trying to search for there.
Non-perishable. Don't let the bananas get squished.
Because, you know, it's going to be, it's May, it's going to be warm. You don't want to sit out anything that could be perishable. And get it out there in time on the 14th, and that'd be great.
On the 14th, you're also looking for volunteers, Camille?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So these the letter carriers are going to be working hard all day to gather the food up and put it in their truck bags, their trucks to bring back over. So we need volunteers to help us unload the trucks and get those bags into the bins that we then bring over to the food bank on Monday to sort out.
Okay. So lots of volunteering opportunities.
On Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
You said beginning around 1-ish probably.
Yes. I think we have shifts starting from noon.
Okay, noon-ish.
And going 3-6.
So you can coordinate with that and figure out what's a good time for it to come.
And if we want to volunteer, we contact.
They can just contact the food bank, and we will sign them up.
Perfect.
We're talking with Camille from the Texarkana Harvest Regional Food Bank and, of course, Sally from the United States Postal Service. And we've been talking about the Stamp Out Hunger Drive, which is going on the 14th, and we'll mention that again as well. But you've got a golf tournament coming up on the 16th, which is a Monday. It's 2 weeks from today.
So the next 2 weeks are going to be pretty busy.
Yes.
For the food bank.
Sounds like you are going to be busy.
Back-to-back events.
So tell us about the golf tournament.
So the golf tournament is our second annual Drive Out Hunger golf tournament.
Oh, nice.
So we have our Stamp Out Hunger event on Saturday, then our Drive Out Hunger golf tournament on Monday.
I love the way y'all use words. Stamp out with
drive
the postal
out.
Service.
Yeah.
Drive out with the golf. Drive. Yep. You know, okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for the visual there.
Golf metaphor there.
Because we could all see you swinging a club there.
That's right.
So that is going to be at Northridge Country Club on May 16th, and today and actually the next day or two are going to be our last days to sign up teams if you want to be included in our signage and some of those other benefits and things that we have for our sponsors. Right. So
if you want to be a team, you have a team in it, or if you want to be a sponsor to get your place promoted and
right.
They need to get in gear.
Yes, and sponsors also include teams. So your teams, you know, if you get a team, you're considered a sponsor.
How about that?
Listed on our signage. Yes.
Right. I love that.
Yeah, you get both of those initials.
I love that. Yeah.
But you can be a sponsor and not have a team, right?
You can be.
Yeah, okay.
You can
be. Yeah, if you want to. I mean, some people.
Let somebody else.
Some people want a sponsor and they don't want to be, or they can't be in the tournament.
Yeah. But if you're getting a team of four, that automatically makes you a sponsor.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day. We had a lot of fun last year, so we're looking forward to a great day out on the course.
Perfect.
Right. So get a hold of Harvest in the next few days if you want to have a team in it, sponsorship and all that. And
any questions,
Yeah, any questions you have about the tournament, which will be on the 16th at North Ridge Country Club in Texarkana. Sounds like fun.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely.
All right, how about we play a little game here?
Yeah.
No, how about we just wait?
All right.
I don't think we have enough time to give it justice.
Okay. All right, yeah.
So we're going to carry him over through the top of the hour.
Right.
Then we'll play our game.
Okay.
And have fun there. And, of course, more of the best in most country. We got that right around the corner. We play the best music in town.
Of course.
Absolutely. That's Hillbilly Shoes from Montgomery Gentry on the Pig at 103.9 MyPigRadio.com on the morning show. And we've got Camille from Texarkana Harvest Regional Food Bank and Sally from the United States Postal Service. And we've been talking about several things going on, including Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive on the 14th and also a golf tournament on the 16th. And we'll kind of wrap that up in a minute. But we do want to play a game, and we've got them in here. We got time to do it now.
Okay.
Today's game is called Yes or BS. And I'll give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true or something about it just isn't right.
Okay, let's do this.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Yes, ready.
We did our study in last night.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. The first one's about ancient history.
Okay.
The ancient Greeks believed the heart instead of the brain was the seat of human intelligence.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a definite yes.
Yes.
And you are correct.
They did.
And they were so wrong. Okay. Ozzie Newsome was the first tight end. That we're talking football here, Anna.
Like I would know.
Yeah, I know. That excludes
you.
Ozzie Newsome was the first tight end inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Is that yes or BS?
That's BS.
Do you know who it was?
It's Beer.
Dicka?
Mike Dicka.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike Dicka. Yeah,
I was leaning on you, Sally.
Yeah, Mike
Dicka. We don't know. Well, she would know.
Absolutely nailed it.
She did.
It was BS. It was Mike Dicka. He was the coach of the Bears. Before that, he played, right? He played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, he did.
And he also helped coach for the Dallas Cowboys before he moved up there and hit the Bears.
Okay.
All right. George Washington's favorite sport was wrestling.
No.
I would say no.
It was some kind of hunting.
That's true. It was actually fox hunting, but
wasn't it Lincoln that liked
Abraham Lincoln loved him a little wrestling.
Really? It wasn't WWF.
No,
back in the days.
It was real wrestling. Yeah, in the movie, the famous movie that has Texarkana in it, Smokey and the Bandit, starring Burt Reynolds, Sally Field's CB handle was Frog.
Yes.
I like her. She's nailing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. You're our lifeline now. I'll call you.
She's a pro.
She is.
Now, get this one right.
Okay.
Now, I am a little older, so I was around when this TV show was on. Comedian Flip Wilson had a TV show back in the early 70s, and I watched it. It was a funny show, Flip Wilson's TV show. His real first name was not Flip. It was Clero. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
We're
going to
go
is
with her.
Correct.
She sounds confident.
She is confident, and she's right.
Yay!
Let's see. Two more.
Okay.
Two more. Boxer Larry Holmes forced the legend Muhammad Ali to retire after the 10th round of their fight in 1980.
Yes.
Yes. And I believe that
we'll go with the confident answer.
I think that was his last match, by the way, I think. Yeah, he was getting elderly for boxers at that time.
Yeah, he shouldn't get
because he'd been around since the mid '60s.
You age out pretty quickly.
Yeah. After the first play, first blow, I'm out.
And the last one.
Okay.
The color blue has the longest wavelength of visible light. The color blue has the longest wavelength of visible light.
No.
Is that yes?
BS.
Man, okay. It's almost 100% all the way across the board. Yes. Do you know which color it is, anybody?
Red.
He's not going to like you either.
No, I love it.
No challenge with that.
I love it.
Yes. No. Yes.
You know why I love it? I'm going to tell you why I love it. you today are actually smarter than her.
Yes.
And she is the queen of useless knowledge.
Oh, nobody likes anything to show me up.
She nailed it. So congratulations. That was great. Y'all did fantastic.
Yes.
On Yes or BS. I'm impressed.
Sally did. We were leaning on
her. I know. I'm really impressed.
We were leaning on her.
Thank you.
The sports ones I would have known. Some of those others I wouldn't have known. So that's fantastic. All right. So the Stamp Out Food Drive is the 14th, which is a week from this Saturday. They're asking that you put unexpired, non-perishable food items out by your mailbox early in the day on Saturday. Just put it right there next to the mailbox. The letter carriers are going to come by doing their routes as they always do, and they're going to pick it up for you and take it where it'll be distributed. You could use some volunteers at the Robinson Road Post Office beginning around noon throughout much of the afternoon on Saturday to help
sort
it all out.
And unpack
the
mail trucks that are going to be coming back.
So if you want to do that, you can get a hold of Harvest if you need more information about, hey, we'd love to have you here at such and such time, but that'll be at the Robinson Road Post Office.
Correct.
And they're just asking that you put it out there. Put what you can out there.
Right.
Especially with summer coming on, the kids need the food, need these non-perishable food items to make it a better summer for them. Thank you to you and the letter carriers for what you do every day, but especially for what you're going to do on Saturday the 14th.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's very important.
It really is.
So don't forget that. And for some reason, if you can't put it out by your mailbox, they will accept, obviously, the food at the post office on Robinson Road or at Harvest Regional Food Bank. And then your golf tournament on the 16th, which is 2 weeks from today, is at the Northridge Country Club. And if you want to be a four-person team and get to be a sponsor by doing that, the next few days you need to do it, right?
Yes. Go ahead and give us a call, especially if you want to be included in all of the promotions and signage and all the goodies that go out.
Right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.